Very good morning to you.
大家早安。
You realize that this morning we have the English team leading in Chinese songs as well.
你们今天有发现我们英文崇拜的带领诗歌的弟兄姐妹用中文，也是。
Brother Sean was dying to speak in Chinese.
我们知道其中一个弟兄是很乐意今天早上用中文带领我们崇拜。
Yes, the rest of the worship team, I think they want to practice their Chinese as well.
我知道其他的弟兄姐妹也愿意练习他们的中文。
I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning.
我谢谢大家给我机会，今天早上可以在这里证道。
I've been a pastor since 1980.
我是1980年就做牧师。
At the end of this year, I will be quitting.
今年年底我就放弃这个牧师的职务。
As I think about it, I have mixed feelings.
当我在想这个事情的时候，我心里有很多的挣扎。
I think I'll be very sad. I am sad.
我知道我会难过，我现在就难过。
But I'm excited about what God is going to do in the future.
但是同时我也很兴奋，兴奋将来神要做的一切。
Thank you for calling me to be the English pastor.
谢谢你给我机会做你们的英文堂牧师。
This will be the last time that I'll be speaking to the whole church. Thank you.
这是我最后一次在这个三堂一起的崇拜证道，谢谢。
It has been a great learning experience.
这对我来讲是一个很好的学习的经历。
So thank you too for giving me 3 months of sabbatical leave from.March, April, and May.
谢谢你们今年三月到五月，你们给我三个月的休息时间。
I've learned so much from the sabbatical. I've learned so much from you.
在这段时间，我学习到很多，也从你们身上学习到很多。
So if you have your bulletins with you, the outline of the message is right there, and I hope that the PowerPoint will be working.
你们有这个节目单上面有我们今天要分享的信息，希望我们今天这个电脑没有问题。
Let's look to the Lord in prayer as we begin.
让我们先祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning.
神啊，我们谢谢你今天早晨。
Thank you we have the freedom to worship you.
谢谢你给我们这个自由可以来敬拜你。
We want to pray for our country.
我们要为我们的国家祷告。
This comingMonday or Tuesday will be a great election.
这个礼拜二我们会有选举。
Help us to be good citizens.
帮助我们做一个好国民。
Help us to make good decisions.
帮助我们做好的决定。
We want to pray that the future of this country will be bright.
我们为我们将来祷告，希望是更光明。
That all of us will use our citizenship well to share and spread the gospel.
让我们都发挥我们这个做公民的这个权利，能做好的选举。
And this morning we pray, Father, for open hearts.
神啊，求你开启我们的心。
Father, we ask that your Spirit will move our hearts.
愿你的灵来运动在我们的心内。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Did it fix the problem? Well, let's look to the passage, Luke 13.
让我们看路加福音十三章。
You know, we live in a broken, sinful world.
我们住在一个罪恶的时代。
If we pay attention, we hear bad news all the time.
如果我们注意，我们会听到很多坏的新闻。
Horrible crimes we can't imagine.
非常糟糕的罪，我们很难想象的罪恶。
And we have natural disasters.
我们有自然的那个天灾。
In 2007, you have the Virginia Tech shooting.
在2007年的时候，我们看到那个 Virginia 理工大学有这个枪击。
32 students and faculty members were murdered.
有32名的学生和教职员工被谋杀。
And 17 others were wounded.
17个人受伤。
Question is why?
为什么呢?
In March 2011, we have the disaster of the tsunami in Japan.
2011年3月，我们看到日本经历福岛核灾和浪潮。
And we ask why?
我们问为什么?
19,000 Japanese died.
有19,000的日本人死亡。
That's a lot of Japanese, and you know Japanese are not very religious.
那是很多的日本人，你知道日本人他们平常不是很属灵的。
And they began to ask why.
他们也在问为什么。
And then in 2012, we have the Sandy Hook disaster.
在2012年，我们看到桑迪胡克小学的灾难。
A 20-year-old man killed so many small children.
一个20岁的男子枪杀了很多的孩子。
20 children.
20个孩子。
Why?
为什么呢
？And then we have the shooting in Washington State just last week.
上个礼拜，我们看到华盛顿州也有枪击。
And a couple of months ago in Pennsylvania.The trooper was shot just for being a trooper.
几个月前我们看到在宾州有军人被杀，就是因为他们是军人。
And this month in Hawaii, if you live on a big island, you're in trouble.
这个月如果你是住在夏威夷带大岛，你就糟糕了。
So the question is why?
那问题是为什么？
Oh, I actually have the PowerPoint. You can do it from the front.Sorry, in my bag, there's a zip drive. At the back. Give me a second, I have to give him a backup drive.
很抱歉啊，请等一下，牧师要拿他的这个影片。
So think about it.Every day, if you read the papers, we will find something bad happening.
所以，如果你想想看，每天我们在报纸上会看到很多坏的消息。
You're walking on the side of the road, you're minding your business, and you get killed.
就是走在路旁，你没有打扰任何人，但是也可能被谋杀。
Why?
为什么？
So the question that we have is, why do bad things happen?
我们的问题是为什么有坏的事情会发生
？But the deeper question is why do bad things happen to good people？
可能潜意识下我们的问题是为什么坏事情会发生在好人身上
？Because if you are good, bad things shouldn't happen。
因为如果你是个好人，坏事应该不会发生。
So in other words, if something bad happens to you。You are not a good person, you're a bad person.
换言之，如果有坏事情发生，说不定你不是好人，你是个坏人。
So this is the oldest question that we have.
这是一个最古老的问题之一。
And I guess I need to control that because I don't have the controller.
Okay, 现在这个影片上来了。
Echo, do you mind? Okay. Yeah.So this is man's oldest question.
这是人类最古老的问题之一。
Why?
坏的事情发生的时候，为什么？
And so we read that story in Luke 13. Something bad, two things bad happened. And so the people were asking, why? Jesus, why did Pilate kill these people who went to the temple to worship?
所以在这个路加福音13章，我们看到有两件不幸的事情发生，一个就是。为什么比拉多谋杀那些在寺庙崇拜的人
？Now that is a man-made problem. Pilate killed those people.
这是个人祸，这个比拉多杀了这些人。
And then you have the disaster of the Tower of Siloam falling down and killing people, 13 of them.
我们也看到这个。
18, sorry.
这个天灾，我们看到这个西亚罗楼的倒塌，然后压死了18个人。
Maybe it's bad workmanship. Maybe it's an earthquake. We don't know.
说不定这个是不好的这个建筑，但是说不定是人祸。
So people ask Jesus why? Why did they die?
所以人家问为什么他们死，我们不知道。
So generally, when something like this happened somewhere in the world to some other people, we who are bystanders will often have this reaction.
所以通常当灾难啊发生在其他地方，在别人身上，身为旁观者的我们往往有这个反应。
Wow, that is really bad. I'm so glad it didn't happen to me.
哇，这是非常糟糕的事，我很高兴不是我。
I don't know how I would deal with it if I'm under the tower or if I'm in the temple and I get slaughtered.
如果发生在我身上，我不知道我会如何处理。
But some of us would think another way.
但是有些人可能会有这个想法。
I wonder why it happened to them.
我怀疑为什么这个事情发生在他们身上。
They may be really bad people.
他们可能是非常坏的人。
They must be really bad people.
他们铁定是非常坏的人。
They got AIDS, they got killed by the tsunami because they are bad people.
他们得到艾滋病，他们被东南亚的海啸灭亡。
It's God's judgment.
他们是坏人，这是神的审判。
And sometimes, if you pay attention in America, some pastors will say that, wow, they are bad sinners. That's why they have AIDS.
如果你注意听，有的时候在美国，有些牧师他们是这么的教导，他们发生艾滋病，因为他们活该，他们是罪人。
They deserve it. That's exactly what Job's friend said. Wow, Job on the outside is so righteous, he does everything right, but he is suffering so greatly. He must be a great secret sinner.
这也是约伯记里面的朋友的想法。约伯受到这么多严重的灾害，他一定是个坏人，他一定秘密的情况下做了很多坏事。
He must be doing something bad that nobody can see, secret.
他一定是做了很多秘密的坏事，没有人知道。
So the general opinion of the people when they ask the question of Jesus is, wow, those worshippers must be really bad people.
所以一般人的想法，当他们问耶稣的这个问题的时候，就说这些人可能是坏人。
Now, Jesus answers surprise them and should surprise us.
但是耶稣的回答是很令人惊讶。
Jesus answered that question twice in that passage.
耶稣回答了这个问题两次。
For emphasis, twice.
为了重复。
No, they are not worse sinners.
不，他们不是更糟的罪人。
He said twice in verse 3 and verse 5, you will perish unless you repent.
我要强调，耶稣重复两次，在第三跟第五节，要悔改，要不然会灭亡。
And the word is interesting, the word perish.
这个灭亡这个字很有意思。
I'm sorry, it's not using my computer, so you don't have the Greek there, but that is the word there for perish. It means to destroy, to be ruined, to fail to get what you expect, or to be lost.
这个灭亡这个字啊，你看到那个解释，要被破坏，被破坏，要不能得到你所期待或丢失。
Now I see Jesus' urgency here, because when he said this, he was saying to the crowd,He's saying to his disciples, and he's saying to people who believe in him, he's saying to the general public.
我们看到耶稣对我们说这个话的紧迫性，他对跟随他的人，还有其他可能只是旁观者，所有的人。
So, there are saved people there, and there are unsaved people.
对这个被拯救跟还没有信的人。
And this applies to everybody.
他如此的说。
Repent or perish.
悔改或者是灭亡。
And I see that this is a warning to all of us.
我觉得这是对我们大家的警告。
Because I know for a fact in this church, I can see some of you. I know some of you are not saved.
我面对着你们大家，我知道有些人是没有
信。And the rest of us think we are saved, that we think we might be better. But Jesus' word is also repent or perish.
我们肯定在我们当中相信的人可能觉得我们很好，但是呢，我们也知道悔改或者是灭亡。
Repent or perish, reproduce or be removed.
结果子或者是被除掉。
So when we hear of things, terrible news or wars, famines, shootings, We think that, oh, they need to repent. Something must be wrong with them. But Jesus is saying, no, you hear that, you repent.
当我们听到战争、饥荒、枪击这些糟糕的消息，我们应该听从耶稣的警告，要
repent, change your mind.
改变我们对罪的看法。
Change your mind about the present situation where you are.
想想你现在的情况，改变你对罪的看法。
The people who asked Jesus that question thought they are better people, but Jesus said, "No, you're not better than those who died."
那些问耶稣这个问题的人以为自己是比较好的人，但是耶稣说不，你们啊一样是罪人，需要悔改。
They are not worse sinners, and if you don't repent, the same thing that happened to them will happen to you.
那些啊死的人并不是因为他们更坏。我们都需要悔改，要不然会一起灭亡。
Unless we repent, we will perish.
除非我们悔改，要不我们会灭亡。
And if Jesus is here today, he will tell us the same thing.
如果耶稣今天在场，他也会同样的警告我们。
Unless we repent, the same thing that happened to the Japanese, that happened in Sandy Hook, that happened in Washington last week, will happen to us.
除非我们悔改，那些坏的那个事件，如枪击、谋杀啊、天灾，也可能发生在这里。
We need to repent. What is repentance?
我们需要悔改，但是什么是悔改呢
？We have to change our mind about sin.
悔改就是要对这个罪有这个
清楚的认识。We have to turn from sin and turn to God.
我们要转离罪而朝向神。
You know, repentance is a very difficult concept sometimes to understand. It's very slippery.
悔改是一个很难了解的概念。
We always think that other people are worse than us.
我们总是想别人比我们更糟糕。
They need to repent.
他们需要悔改。
When you have a quarrel with somebody, they need to apologize.
当你跟人吵架，你总觉得人家需要道歉。
You have a disagreement.He is wrong. She is wrong.
当你们不同意的时候，是人家的错吗？
And so when we think about repentance, we always think of other people. They are the ones who need to repent.
当我们想到悔改，我们总是想到是别人需要悔改。
We always think that we are better.
我们总认为自己比较好。
I am quite okay. Something is wrong with that person.
我没有问题，是问题在于别人。
Ah, no, Jesus said.No, you are all not okay.
神说不，我们都不 okay.
Going to church doesn't make you okay.
上教堂并不代表你 okay.
Your father is the deacon doesn't make it okay.
你的父亲是执事并不表示你 okay.
Getting baptized doesn't make you okay.
受洗并不表示你 okay.
Our pride hides our sins from us.
我们的骄傲隐藏了我们的罪。
See, the consequences are great because if we don't repent,We will perish.
这个罪的代价是很高的，因为你不悔改，你会灭亡。
No matter how you translate the word perish, it's a bad thing.
灭亡，不管你怎么翻译，都是不好的。
We need to have good spiritual eyesight.
我们需要这个好的属灵视力。
Because we don't want to face God's judgment.
因为我们不愿意面对神的审判。
Now I'm sure many of us have done spring cleaning.
我知道我们当中很多做了这个春天的大扫除
or fall cleaning
我可能秋天的大扫除
and after you've cleaned the whole house you feel so satisfied you sit down to have a cup of cold water or iced tea or some of us drink beer and we relax and wow the house is clean
在这个清扫后有可能你坐下来休息你想要喝杯冰水冰茶或者是啤酒你来享受这个很美好的环境
And then the sun comes in, the sunlight comes in.
然后这个阳光就进来。
And you realize, wow, I really didn't clean that spot.
然后你发现，哎，那个地方怎么还有脏的
？I didn't clean that spot.
我忘记扫那个地方。
See, the sunlight makes the dirt apparent, clear.
这个阳光就使这个脏的地方显露出来。
That's what happens. We need repentance. Why? Because we think we are okay.
这就是悔改，我们需要这阳光的照耀，要不然我们以为我们没问题。
We confess and God opens our eyes. All of a sudden, we see I am a great sinner.
但是当这个阳光照在我们身上，突然间我们知道我们是罪人。
The people who are drawing closer and closer to God, they have a more and more sensitive heart.
所以我们发现，就是越与神亲近的人，他们越是非常有爱心的人。
They become more patient, more merciful, more discerning.
他们更有耐心、爱心。
Because when we draw near to God, we realize, wow, we have all these failures. I am so small. I am so bad.
当我们越亲近神，我们越发现自己的所缺的地方。
And when you look at other people, you realize that they are in the same boat as you.
你看着别人，你也知道他们与我们一样。
And the Holy Spirit is nurturing the fruit of the Spirit in us.
那这个圣灵呢，就在我们当中运行，帮我们结圣灵的果子。
So we want to draw near to God.
所以我们要亲近神。
But when we draw near to God, He shows us our imperfections.
当我们亲近神，他就会看到我们的不完美的地方，我们悔改。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because heaven is a perfect place.
因为天堂是完美的。
And so during our time on this earth, He is perfecting us.
在这世的时候，他要建造我们。
The only way He can perfect us is to show us our faults, our failures, our sins.
他建造我们，就是让我们看到我们的不良的地方，需要改进的地方。
And when we realize that this is my sin, I need to repent. I change. I become better. I become more and more like Jesus.
当我们发现我们需要改进的地方，我们就会越来越相似耶稣。
Think of the examples in the Bible. Every time somebody draws near to God and all of a sudden sees God, what do? They fall down as dead and they say, "Whoa, I'm a sinner."
就好像圣经里很多的例子，当人看到耶稣的时候，他们就会倒在地上，知道自己是个罪人。
If you have never read this book, it's free online.
如果你从来没读过这本书，这是免费的，在这个电脑上。
Now I know the English is free online. I don't know about the Chinese, okay?
我知道英文版是免费，我不知道中文版。
But you can buy. I believe you can buy the Chinese version.
我相信你可以买到中文版。
Now this book is about a revival in China in the early 30s.
这本书是讲到复兴在这个中国山东的地方。
You know, missionaries ran from America all over the world to China in the long time ago, in the 20s. Some of them went there.
1920年代的时候，很多的这个宣道士
到了那个
中国大陆。
They worked hard, they didn't see many results. In fact, some places, they saw no results.
他们很努力的工作，但是没有看到什么结果，甚至没有结果。
One of the missionaries, her name is Miss Monson.
其中一个传教士是蒙森护士小姐。
She's a nurse by profession.
她是个护士。
And as she served, the more she served, the more miserable she felt.
她越祷告，努力为神工作，她越觉得不愉快。
Nothing is working. She prayed, Lord, why? Why?
没有任何的结果，她就问神，为什么？为什么？
And the Spirit talked to her.
圣灵就指示她。
Revealed to her that she did something really bad when she was young.
圣灵让她看到她小的时候做了一个坏的事情。
Now to us, that is not really bad.
对我们来讲，可能不是
很坏的事。She stole 25 cents.
她偷了2.5毛。
Well, in the early 1920s and or the late 10s, 25 cents, maybe, let's say $10, okay? Today's money.
在1920年代，那个两毛五，现在来讲可能是十块钱。
She stole the money from a neighbor and she lied to her mother.
她偷了邻居的钱，然后她隐瞒了她的母亲。
So as she prayed, Lord, why is it that our ministry is not going anywhere? And the Lord said, it's because of that problem you had.
他跟神祷告，问神为什么这么多的工作都没有得到结果？那神让他看到，是因为这个钱的缘故。
She confessed, she repented.
他悔改，忏悔。
And then she did something very difficult to do.
然后做了一个很困难的事。
She wrote a confession letter.
他写了一封忏悔的信。
To her neighbor.
给他的邻居。
And enclosed, I believe, $10 or $1.
在信内他也付了钱。
That is 25 cents plus interest.
当初所偷的跟那个利息。
And mail it home to the mother so that the mother will give to the neighbor and she apologized to the mother for lying about stealing.
他 他把这个信跟钱寄给他的妈妈，请妈妈转给这个邻居，然后他也跟妈妈道歉。
Now to you and I, that is nothing, right?
这对你我来讲可能是没有什么。
But it's not nothing. It's very humiliating.
而且是非常丢脸的事。
You're talking about a grown woman in her 30s or in her 40s to apologize that I stole 25 cents.
看到一个已经成年的女人，她写了这样子的信，为了她小时候做的事情道歉。
But this was what she said.
但是这是她讲的。
The moment she wrote that letter and mailed it off, let me quote, at that moment the Bible became a new book to her.
她写的，自从她做了这个事情，那一刻对她来说，圣经成为一本新书。
And they say Shang Tung Revival started with her.
说这个山东大复兴就是从他开始。
She confessed, and the other missionaries began to confess. They cried, they broke down before the Lord, and there was a great revival in Shang Tung.
因为他的忏悔带领了其他传教士的忏悔，然后他们同心合意的工作，带了山东的大复兴。
They repented, they confessed.
他们悔改，他们忏
悔。With repentance and confession came joy, a new life.And there is new opportunities, and people came to know the Lord, and people were open.
当我们悔改忏悔，会带来了喜乐，带来新生命。
See, repentance always brings blessings.
带来祝福。
Now, this is what we find in the Old Testament.
这个是我们在旧约看到。
I'm sorry, you can't see it very well. It's supposed to be a piece of flat cake.
你看到一个做的饼。
In the book of Hosea.God was scolding the people of Israel. They think they are okay.
在旧约里面，这个神就是在严重的对这个人民说。
God said, Israel, you need to repent because you are like a half-baked cake.
神对以色列人说，你们需要悔改，因为你们像这个没有翻过的饼。
The bottom is burnt and the top is not cooked.
那个下面是几乎要烧焦了，但上面还没熟。
You can't eat it.
你不能吃。
And that's a description of the people.
这就是当初描写以色列人的情况。
Is that a description of our Christian life? People see us, no, can't buy into this Christian.
这会是人家看我们的生命吗？
Are we half-baked Christians?
我们是没有翻过的饼的这基督徒吗？
Another picture is we are fallow ground.
我们是歇息的土地吗？
Nothing grows on it.
没有任何成长的东西。
Does that describe our Christian life?
这描写我们的生命吗？
They look at us and this is a dried up Christian.
这个是干枯的基督徒。
God is the plumb line.
神是个准神。
We are like that building. Some of you have been there in Italy.
我们像这个青岛的这个楼吗？
We are crooked.
这个塔我们是斜的。
We don't look crooked if...We are by ourselves.
我们自己是这么斜的吗？
But the moment you put the plumb line right next to it, you see that you are crooked. And God is saying that, Israel, you are crooked.
我们可能不觉得我们斜的，但是当准神这样在我们旁边比较的时候，我们知道是斜的。
Are you crooked?
你是斜的吗？
Are you half-baked? Are you a fallow ground?
你是没有翻过的饼吗？
How hungry are you for revival, for repentance, for change?
你渴望得到复兴吗？
I am.
我有这个渴望。
One of my prayers all throughout my years is that, Lord, open my eyes to see where I have gone wrong.
我的一个祷告就是求神开我的眼，看什么地方不对。
Because I realize that I cannot be effective if I'm not repentant.
我知道，如果我不悔改，我没有办法做任何事情。
When God puts His finger on your life and said you need to do something about that, and if you don't, you will never be fruitful.
当神的手指让你看到你什么地方不对的时候，你不悔改，你没有办法做什么。
So when I'm listening, I realize that I am not repentant. I have a bad temper. I have lack of patience. I have pride. I have to repent.
当时让我看到我的脾气，我缺乏耐心，我的骄傲，等等，我需要悔改。
I have borrowed something and I didn't return it. I have to return it.
如果借了什么东西没有归还，我需要还。
I offended somebody. I need to apologize.
我使人不高兴，我需要道歉。
And every time I've done that, I realized my experience was I became more effective afterwards. It's like the sky opened up and God is using me.
当我道歉了之后，就好像这个天空突然敞开，恢复我与神沟通的关系。
Are you tired of being unrepentant?
你对自己的没有悔改的心tired 的，是那个累了吗？
Are you tired of your Christian life that doesn't seem to be going anywhere and you're not productive?
你厌倦你这个没有成长的这个生活吗？
Or maybe you think you are okay, but something is wrong with the other person.
也可能你认为自己没有问题，是别人的问题。
Or maybe you feel that that person needs to repent, but you don't need to.
可能你觉得别人需要忏悔，你自己不需要。
See, that is true if we are perfect, but we're not perfect.
如果你是完美的话，这是对的，但是我们不完美。
So we need to repent.
我们需要悔改。
The people in Luke 13 needs to repent.
在路加福音十三章的人需要悔改。
The missionaries in China need to repent.
在中国的宣教士需要悔改。
And they repented.
他们悔改了。
You and I need to repent.
你跟我需要悔改。
If we don't repent, we will perish.
我们不悔改的话，我们会灭亡。
And that is a very clear warning.
这是非常清楚的警告。
What must we do?
我们需要做什么？
How can we be sure that we are really repentant?
我们怎么知道？怎么确知我们是忏悔过？
See, a wonderful thing is Jesus did not just give the warning, he also gave us the solution.
很好的事情就是耶稣不但给我们警告，他也给我们帮助。
He says repent. How?
他告诉我们怎么悔改。
Reproduce. That's what he said.
要真正的悔改就是要结果子。
So the parable was taughtto give us a solution to the problem.
这个比喻告诉我们这个解决的方案。
Because in verse 6 it says, then Jesus told them this story.
十三章六节说，于是。
The story is to help us to repent.
这个比喻会帮助我们悔改。
How?
怎么悔改？
We read the passage is in your bulletin.
啊，在你们这个节目单上有这个
经节。And Jesus told a story. A man planted a fig tree.In his garden.
我们看到有一个人，他有个花园。
Obviously, this parable is about God and his garden.
我们看到这个人其实就是神。
The man is God, and the garden is all of us.
这个人就是神，然后这个果园就是我们。
I beg your pardon. The fig tree, that is all of us.
那个无花果树是我们。
He put us in his garden.
他把我们放在他的果园里。
How do I know I'm repentant?
我怎么知道我对我的罪后悔？
Or I have repented.
或我已经忏悔过。
Are there fruit?
有结果子吗？
And this is a fig tree.
这是无花果树。
So the question is, do we see fruit?
我们有看到果子吗？
What kind of fruit is he talking about?
什么样的果子？
Fruit of repentance, that's the first one.
悔改的果子。
Remember when John the Baptist came and everybody came to him to baptize, he scolded some of the people for coming.
记不记得施洗约翰，他在施洗时很多人来看他。
Don't just get baptized.
他跟他们说，不要只是受洗而已。
Repent first, then you come and be baptized.
悔改再来受洗。
Repent and show people, show God that you have the fruit of repentance. Then I will baptize you.
悔改，然后结出果子之后，我再。
And what's the fruit of repentance?
什么是悔改的果子？
He explained. John the Baptist explained it.
约翰这么说。
If you have so much, share with people who don't have. Share.
如果你有很多，跟别家分享。
And if you are a tax collector, collect only what is needed.
你是个税吏，只要收这个当得的数字。
And if you are a soldier, don't extort money.
你是个兵丁，不要讹诈人。
So we see many examples in the Bible of people who repented, and you see the fruit of repentance in their lives.
我们看到很多圣经里的例子，就是当人悔改后结出果子。
You see, Zacchaeus was stingy, that's why he became a chief tax collector. But the moment he met Jesus, he became generous.
我们看到这个小气的撒该，后来变成是慷慨的。
Besides the fruit of repentance, you have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
除了悔改的果子，我们看到圣灵的果子。
We know it: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
我们看到仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、信实、良善、温柔、节制。
Do we have those fruit? It's obvious.
我们有这些果子吗？
And then you have the fruit of evangelism.
那我们有传福音的果子。
See, a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit, who is repentant, that person is an awesome advertisement for the kingdom.
一个悔改过然后被圣灵充满的人会结出很多福音的果子。
People want to know Jesus, and if they see Jesus in you, they want to become a Christian.
他们的这个生命充满了吸引力，使别人愿意成为基督徒。
God wants fruit.
神要果子。
And it says it's his garden that he planted the fig tree.
说到是在他的果园里种了这些无花果实。
And the passage says he went there year after year after year.
圣经让我们看到他每年都回去看这个树。
Normally, a fig tree takes 3 years to grow to begin to have figs.
多半这个无花果树要3年的时间才能结果。
So if you read the passage, you're talking about the owner went back in the 4th year, the 5th year.And the 6th year, and there were no fruit. Always disappointed.
你看到这个果园的这个主人，他第四年、第五年、第六年、第七年回去看，但是都没有果子。
And his worker begged him, "Give it one more year."
他的园丁求他说
"I will give it special attention. I'll give it lots of fertilizer."
给这个树再一年，我会给他特别的注意力，给他很多的肥料。
And when the 7th year is up and there is no fruit, then cut it down.
如果第七年还是没有果子的话，那时候再砍掉。
See, any gardener wants figs. I'm sorry, the words are all messed up. Figs, he wants figs.
所以我们看到这个园丁
园
主都喜欢有果子。
There are so many different kinds of figs, different kinds of colors.
这是无花果，不同的无花果。
I would like to have that one.
这个是充满了无花果的。
Red figs. Have you seen that? I have never seen it.
我没见过。
Question is, are we fruitful or just leafy?
我们有结果子吗？还是只长叶子？
The fig tree is a picture of the people.
无花果是代表了我们。
Saved and lost.
被拯救了，或者是被灭亡。
Christians and non-Christians.
基督徒跟非基督徒。
If you already.A believer, you trusted Jesus, you are saved. You will not be lost and go to hell.
如果你已经相信了神，你是被拯救了，你不会去地狱。
But if we are not fruitful, we are taking up space.
但是你没有结果子的话，你只是占了个位置。
And if we are not fruitful, we will be removed, so someone else can be there, take our place and be fruitful.
如果我们不结果子，我们就会被除掉。
But if you are not a Christian, if you are not a believer, you will be removed. And I believe that the obvious answer is that you go to hell.
如果你没有信，你会被除掉，而且你灭亡。
So the important question this morning is, am I in the 4th year, the 5th year, the 6th year, or is this my 7th year?
一个很重要的问题，我们需要问自己的就是：我是第四年、第五年、第六年、第七年。
See, every gardener wants result.
每一个园主都希望有结果。
I know many gardeners here.
我知道我们当中很多种菜种花的人。
See, when your garden is producing, you are so proud.
当你的果园、你的菜园有产东西时候，你很自豪。
Look at my this plant. Look at the fruit. You know.And your friends come and admire and say, "Wow, it's so nice."
你愿意跟大家分享你的这个果子，人家也很称赞你。
Have you met a person who asked you to come to their house to see your fruitless fig tree? This fig tree I grew for 7 years, no figs. Would you go and invite your friends to come and see it? Nobody will do that.
你有被邀请过去一个果园看没有结果子的树吗？没有人会这么做。
You see, what happened is that God is saying that we are His fig trees.
我们看到说神在讲我们是他的无花果树。
And if He gives us the 4th year, the 5th year, the 6th year, and then add fertilizer and everything, and the 7th year we still don't have figs, we are ashamed to His name.
如果第四、第五、第六、第七年就是加了肥料，我们还没有结果子，我们带来的是。
See, God gives us opportunities to grow.
神给我们很多机会成长。
Think about the opportunities, the fertilizers God has given to each one of us.
想想神给我们的肥料。
Isn't the seats you sit on comfortable? Soft chairs, soft, really soft.
你们坐的椅子是非常舒服的。
You go to some places in the world, they sit on the dirt floor because they don't have money to buy chairs.
你去别的地方，有的教堂他们住的，他们坐的地方是地上，很硬。
We have air conditioning, and the moment is a little bit hot, we complain.
我们有冷气，有稍微有点热，我们就埋怨。
You go to some places, they only give you a fan.
有的地方他们只给你把
No air conditioning.
没有冷气。
No sound system.
没有这个音响的设备。
Some churches meet under a tree.
有的教会是在树下聚集。
See, we drive in comfort. We go to church in comfort.
我们很舒服的坐车子来上教堂。
Are we? Why are we given all this comfort?
为什么我们这么舒服？
So that we'll be productive.
神给我们这么多肥料，要我们结果子。
But often we are so comfortable, we fall asleep.
但是很多时候我们太舒服了，我们睡觉。
Are we repentant?
我们有悔改吗？
Are you fruitful in God's garden?
在神的园林里，你有结果子吗？
Every gardener asks that question: Is my tree producing?
每一个原主都会问我的树有在结果子吗
？Because the gardener wants results, wants a harvest.
这个园丁他也是希望能够有丰收。
And do you think God is different? God is a gardener.
你觉得神不跟原主不一样吗
？Because when we are fruitful and we are producing, we give Him great glory.
当我们结果子，我们会带给神荣耀。
If you have never led one single person to Jesus Christ all your life, then you are not a productive Christian.
如果你从未带一个人做基督徒，你不是一个结果子的基督徒。
If you have never served your brothers and sisters in Christ in anything, you are not a productive Christian.
如果你没有在教会服侍弟兄姐妹，你不是一个结果子的基督徒。
And God wants productive Christians.
神要的是结果子的基督徒。
Repent or perish, reproduce or be removed.
悔改还是灭亡，结果子还是被除掉。你有悔改吗
？If you don't repent, you'll perish, and if you don't produce, you'll be removed.
不悔改是灭亡，你不结果子会被除掉。
Our Father is a God of grace.
我们的父天父是一个充满恩慈的神。
I mean, after you've seen that, you wow, this is so hard.
当你看到这个真点的时候，你知道这是非常困难
的。But you know, God encourages us, you can do it, you can do it.
但神一直在鼓励我们，你可以做到。
So let me suggest to you that Luke 13 is connected to Luke 15.
让我建议你们，这个路加福音十三章跟十五章是有联系。
We know Luke 15 very well, the three parables.
在路加福音十五章，我们看到三个比喻。
The lost coin, the lost sheep, and the lost son.
我们看到这个。迷失的羊，这个丢失的钱币，还有这个失去的儿子。
You know the word lost in all the three is the same word used in verse 13.
在这里，丢失是跟这个十三章一样的。
That if you don't produce, you will perish is the same word.
如果你不结果子你会被除掉。你不悔改会被灭亡。
In Luke 15, verse 23-24, it says, We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost. And that is the word used in Luke 13. But now he is found. So the party began.
这个路加福音十五章二三到二四节提到，我这个儿子是死而复活。失而复得，这个失就是十三章所提到的。
There's a very interesting parallelism. It is a pair in poetry in 15:23-24.
这个十三章二三二四节跟这个十五章二三到二四节跟十三章是很类似的。
It looks something like that. The Greek didn't come out, but you can see it for yourself. I use the English. This son was dead. But he came back from life. This son was lost, and he is found.
你看到死而复活，失而复得。
Dead, the son who is dead is a lost son.
这个死的儿子是一个失去的儿子。
This is the son who had perished.
是一个灭亡的儿子。
If you don't repent, you will perish, right?
如果不悔改，就会灭亡。
Luke 15 is telling us, even a perished son can be brought back to life.
但是十五章让我们看到，就是这个已死的儿子可以复活。
That's God's mercy to us.
这是神的恩典。
See, for some of us, we are in the seventh year.
我们当中可能有些人是在第七年。
No fruit.
没有结果子。
You know, have you met people who are about to die? They know this is their last year of their life, and they come and they say, "Pastor, I regret. I wasted all my Christian life."
你们有没有接触过快死的人？他们很多时候后悔。
But do you realize that God, out of His mercy, can even resurrect a person and give the person wonderful life for the last one year?
但是你们看过，有的时候这个神的恩典使这个快死的人后来活得很好。
God can turn us back.
神可以改变我们。
So I pray that you and I will repent.
我的祷告是我们可以悔改
Repent
忏悔
But if some of us have already perished He can bring us back
就是有些灭亡的人他还是有可能把我们失而复活
Don't take God for granted
不要把神当作所应得的
There's so much to be done in the church
在我们教会里有很多的事工
The people who came for VBS who don't normally come to church, we can visit them.
那个来参加我们的暑期圣经学校，有很多人需要被探访。
Newcomers need to be visited.
这个新来崇拜的人需要被探访。
Teachers are needed everywhere. The Awana is crying out for teachers, helpers.
我们需要很多的教师。
The nursery needs workers.
啊，这个婴儿房需要很多的看护人员。
Are you a fruitful Christian?
你是个结果子的基督徒吗
Or are you a fruitless Christian?
还是你不结果子的
Yeah, I know for a fact some of us just come to church on Sunday morning only.
我知道很多人在我们当中只是来上教堂
That's not being fruitful.
这不是结果子的生命
There is more to the Christian life.
一个基督徒的生命应该更多
So only you can answer the question.
只有你可以回答
Are you in the fifth year of your life?As a tree, as a fig tree?
你是在第五年、第六年的无花果树吗
Or is this your seventh year?
还这是你的第七年
See, all of us have spiritual gifts and talents.
我们都有这个属灵的才干。你有在使用吗
Are you using your gifts for the church, for Raleigh Chinese Christian Church, or other organizations outside?
你有在使用所得的天赋吗为神工作吗
Are you involved in ministry?Are you involved in Sunday school?
你有在这个基督徒的这个事工上有份吗
？Are you sharing the gospel with people?
你有跟别人分享福音吗
？Are you sharing it whenever there are opportunities?
你有机会的时候，你有分享吗
？Ah, will you be lost? Will you perish?
你会迷惘？你会灭亡吗
？And what's interesting is that the Shantung revival has two versions.
这个山东大复兴有两版。
This is the second version. Why? Because so many people were touched by God that they wrote their own accounts.
这是第二版，因为很多人当初被复兴
，And in this other version, the chapter title is very revealing. When there is revival, there is living waters.
这个第二版的这个书里面你会看到
There is fruit, there is more fruit, and there are not just living, but rivers of living water. That is John 7:37-38.
你看到这些题目，好像这个活水这个结果子。
When I'm revived, I'm repentant. I want to share with people. I want to grow.
当我得到复兴，我愿意跟别人分享，我愿意成长。
I want to build God's kingdom.
我愿意建立神的国度。
I don't want to be comfortable.
我不愿意只是舒服。
And so one of the reasons why I'm leaving the pastorate is that I'm too comfortable here.
这也是为什么我辞去牧师的职务，因为我太舒服了。
I'm not retiring.
啊，我不是要退休。
I'm scared to go to the Far East to China. I'm afraid.
说实在的，我有点害怕，我要去东南亚。
I'm really rusty in my Mandarin.
啊，我的国语已经不行了。
And I had to teach in Chinese when I went to Beijing in April.
啊，当我四月份去北京的时候，我用中文来教导。
But that was the challenge. That's my burden.
那是我的，啊，那是神给我的挑战。
So I will be joining Campus Crusade.
所以
I have been accepted by them.
啊，我被这个啊，这个校园团体啊受聘，我会在那里服务。
That is Campus Crusade in Singapore.
这是。校园团契在新加坡。
But to raise support, I had to raise it through a U.S. organization.
啊，我的募款是经由美国的机构。
And the U.S. organization is 使者 Ambassadors for Christ.
这个美国机构就是 Ambassador for Christ.
So even to know what is happening, my prayer letter is up on the table. I pray that you will pray for me, you will support me.
如果你们想多知道我将来的事工是在外面啊、桌子上有
这。So next year is very challenging.
我这前面的路是很多挑战。
So I'm out of a full-time job.
我没有一个全时间的工作。
I don't know whether I will survive.
我不知道我如何生存。
But I'm excited.
但是我很兴奋。
So the question really is.
所以这个重要的问题是。
Where are you and I?
你跟我。
These are the options.And if we repent, it will show in our reproduction.
如果我们悔改，我们就会结果子。
I want to play you in closing a clip.
最后我要让你看一个短的录
影片。It's a few minutes. These are the students that I taught in China.
啊，你们会看到我在中国大陆教的孩啊学生。
Many of them are underground pastors.
很多是这个地下的这个牧师。
And some of them have only like three or four of them. They only have fifth grade education.
有很多啊、都没有什么教育，可能最高五年级的
教育。But I'm amazed. They are all on their computers.
但他们都在用电脑。
And I was touched by their lives.
我被他们的生命感动。
And the needs are great.
需要是很大的。
And the song that they sang as a gift to me really moved my heart.
他们献礼唱了一首诗歌给
我。If I can summarize the gist of the song, it's about how God has blessed China with missionaries in the past.
总结那个歌词是说，这个外国的宣教士如何祝福了大陆。
They laid down their lives, and China is reviving now.
他们牺牲了自己的生命，使这个中国得到复兴。
And maybe China will send missionaries and revive others.
盼望以后中国可以差派。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for loving us.
父神，我们感谢你的爱。
That Father, you are so merciful.
谢谢你的恩典。
That you have given us 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and you're waiting for us.
你给我们一年、两年、三年，你在等候。
So Father, we pray that your Spirit will break open our hearts.
神啊，我们求你的灵能够感动我们。
Cause us to be repentant.
帮助我们悔改。
And cause us to bear fruit for you.
让我们为你结果子。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.